Today we are commemorating and remembering two RAF pilots who were killed on Tuesday the 6th of June 1944 in a field about a mile away from Bristol Airport. Both of these pilots were with the RAF and stationed at RAF Lulsgate Bottom, which is now the site of Bristol Airport. Both of the pilots, so my first cousin was Harold Roots, his student was Peter Cadman, and both of these pilots were from the Kent area. So Harold was from Maidstone and Peter was from Canterbury. Or what I found out from my research is Peter Cadman had served with the 77 Squadron as a Halifax bomber pilot. He was a flight lieutenant. He'd only recently transferred from RAF Elvington to RAF Lulsgate Bottom, where he was undergoing his training to become a flying instructor himself. So my first cousin Harold was Peter's flying instructor. So we know that at around about 8:30 on the 6th of June 1944, Harold and Peter engaged on a routine training flight from RAF Lulsgate Bottom, and they were just conducting what they called routine circuits. However, we know that at approximately 9:40 a.m. on that morning, a fire broke out in the port or the left-hand engine of the aeroplane they were flying. And unfortunately, the fire then spread to the port or the left-hand wing, and then that in itself spread to the tail of the aeroplane. Although both pilots tried to get the aeroplane back to RAF Lulsgate Bottom, sadly, it crashed about a mile short of the airfield, in a field where, tragically, both of the pilots were killed. I started my family research last year, and Harold's story became evident quite quickly. So speaking to other family members, nobody remembered the story of Harold and him actually being in the RAF. So that sort of encouraged me to dig a little bit deeper into Harold's story. So with the assistance of the internet, the RAF archives down at the RAF Museum at Hendon, the story began to emerge, and it's one that was quite clearly forgotten. So Harold was an only child, Peter was an only child, so there was no siblings to carry on their story. And as was very often the case in those days, these sort of things weren't passed down or they weren't discussed. So as a result of the research, I felt that both of these young pilots needed to be remembered for what they'd done and their efforts that they'd contributed towards the Second World War.